I'm Rona Tarrant. Pope Francis has closed the Vatican Summit on Sexual Abuse by denouncing the abuse of minors and calling for an end to the Church's long history of covering up the scandal. In a Mass on Sunday, he made an appeal for an all-out battle against the issue. The Pope spoke of the universality of abuse, but said its presence within the Church is more scandalous because of its incompatibility with the Church's moral authority and ethical credibility. The Mass marked the end of the gathering that brought together 190 Catholic bishops and religious superiors. The president of the US Bishops' Conference, Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, has said implementing the changes discussed at the Vatican Summit will require active involvement of the laity. In a statement yesterday, Cardinal DiNardo said the Church has learned from diocesan review boards that a range of skills is required to assess allegations and to ensure that local policies and procedures are regularly reviewed. The Cardinal said the US Church would respond to the Pope's call by intensifying the Dallas Charter, which deals with the protection of young people. One of the Afghan Taliban's co-founders is in Qatar for peace talks between the insurgents and the United States. Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar spent 8 years in Pakistani custody until his release last year. The US said last month that US Taliban talks in Qatar made progress in ending 17 years of conflict in Afghanistan. The Taliban have so far refused to hold direct talks with Afghan officials. Pope Francis will issue a document on young people, faith and vocational discernment 5 months after the World Synod of Bishops gathered to discuss the topic. The Vatican announced the Pope will present the apostolic exhortation on March 25th. The Synod, which was held in October, brought together more than 300 bishops, religious men and women, lay leaders and young people from around the world. Border bishops from the US and Mexico, along with representatives from various Catholic social justice groups, will gather in El Paso, Texas from today until Wednesday. The event was organized in response to recent immigration developments, including the deaths of immigrant children and President Trump's recent national emergency declaration. Father Robert Stark of the Vatican's Migrants and Refugees section will join the meeting with bishops from the border of the US and Mexico. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.